This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Turkey's southern province of Adana Sunday. He and his Turkish counterpart departed for a helicopter tour of earthquake-struck southeastern Turkey. Blinken is in the country for an official visit and discussions on how Washington can further assist Ankara as it grapples with the aftermath of a devastating earthquake. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck Turkey's southeast and neighboring Syria February 6, killing more than 45,000 people. Russian shelling killed three adult members of a family in the southern Ukraine region of Kherson on Sunday, regional authorities said. Four others, including two children, were injured when a shell flew into the yard of a house in the village of Burgunka, officials said. The Russian occupiers killed a family in the region of Kherson, the regional administration said in a statement. Meanwhile, officials in Russian-controlled Donetsk say nine injured in shelling blame Ukraine. In an interview on Fox News Sunday, U.S. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says it's tough to say when the war in Ukraine and U.S. support for it will end.
President Zelensky, as the commander-in-chief, gets to determine if and when he's ready to sit down and negotiate with Mr. Putin and under what circumstances. What we're focused on is making sure that he has all the tools to succeed on the battlefield so that if it comes to a negotiation or when, that he can succeed at the negotiating table as well.
U.S. President Joe Biden is set to travel to Poland to meet with allies to reassure them of the U.S. commitment to the region as Russia's deadly invasion of Ukraine reaches the one-year mark. The White House National Security Council spokesperson told reporters recently, "We know the next weeks and months are going to be difficult and critical." This is VOA News. Hundreds gathered in Nigeria for a rally in support of the country's main opposition presidential candidate, Atiku Abubakar. He addressed them at his final rally in Adamawa State on Saturday, exactly 1 week ahead of the vote.
We promise to live by our promises to make sure that we have a united country, that we have a peaceful country, that we have a buoyant economy for our country, and that we have the best education for our children.
The People's Democratic Party's candidate was the West African nation's vice president from 1999 to 2007. This is the 76-year-old's sixth time running for Nigeria's highest office. His most recent attempt was in 2019 when he lost to incumbent President Muhammadu Buhari. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, the longest-living American president, has entered home hospice care in his home in the U.S. city of Plains in the southern state of Georgia. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The Carter Center says after a series of short hospital stays, the 98-year-old former president decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family and receive hospice care instead of additional medical intervention. The 39th president has the full support of his medical team and family. Jimmy Carter was a little-known Georgia governor when he began his bid for the presidency ahead of the 1976 election. He went on to defeat then-President Gerald Ford, capitalizing as a Washington outsider in the wake of the Vietnam War and Watergate. Carter served a single tumultuous term and was defeated by Republican Ronald Reagan in 1980. I'm Julie Walker.
And recapping our top story, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Turkey's southern province of Adana on Sunday. He and his Turkish counterpart departed for a helicopter tour of earthquake-struck southeastern Turkey. Blinken is in the country for an official visit and discussions on how Washington can further assist Ankara as it grapples with the aftermath of the devastating earthquake. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck Turkey's southeast and neighboring Syria on February 6th, killing more than 45,000 people and leaving a million plus people homeless, with the economic cost of the disaster expected to run into the billions of dollars. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.